We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Doge, yes, Doge, yo.
Yeah,
I love this video because it's very good. It's a Doja Cat Moo, and I was going to work on a parody of it for Trembles this week. You could watch this video for Doja Cat's Moo, sort of with the sound off, and still enjoy it very much. Especially when she's dressed like a cow and her udders are flopping around. But I'm not going to, I was going to do a parody, can't make it work. I can't make it work, so. There you go. All right, well, I'm finished. It doesn't take me very long, especially with the the damaged thingamajig. Time, weather, and
where the air is clean, the road is straight, all the choices have been made.
Yes, I did plan on doing a parody song of Doja Cat. Doja Cat. I thought it'd be funny, but it's an awful lot of work. And I don't have that kind of skill. Hey-haw! Got some Billy Strings here. Or as they say, Billy M-F-N Strings. B-M-F-S. It's Highway Prayers. I saw my first Billy Strings show the other night up there at the State Farm Arena. Down there at the State Farm Arena. And I'm very proud of myself that I continued to listen to Billy Strings after the show. I don't know what I'm talking about. You know what happens is I make these plans. And anybody that knows me knows that I make plans. And then afterwards, I just get anxiety. How do I get out of this? Well, this is one of those times when that thought popped into my mind for a minute. And I'm like, no, you're not going to get out of this. You're going to go. You're going to go see this Billy Strings. People have been sending me videos and songs by Billy Strings for years. And I like them. I've only seen him perform up until last Saturday. I'd only seen him perform with, you know, like icons of the music industry. You know, the jam bandy type of things. And all the young people seem to like this Billy Strings, and even the old people. And I'm an old person, so my peer group I consider to be old people. My friend Garrett, look out for shorts. If you're looking on social media, you can find him. Garrett, who, for Regular Guys fans, is a deep cut. If you go back to 2005, 2006, he was Garrett, the 40-year-old intern, back on the old show. And he and I did a couple of bits together that that were funny. Going down to the Georgia Dome and trying to swap things for tickets. I think I tried to swap pickled pig's feet, for a pair of tickets. That didn't go over very well. He also put on a Chupacabra outfit, which was one of the monsters from Monsters, Inc. He put on a Chupacabra outfit and walked into the Hispanic radio station down the hall to ask if he could interview him. And I think that they hit him or something. I don't remember. Nor do I condone such horrible behavior. But Garrett asked me, hey, man, do you want to go see Billy Strings? And I said, yeah, I would love to go see Billy Strings. How much is it? When is it? And so, you know, I arranged everything in the homestead, and he drove down from Asheville, North Carolina, picked me up. We went to the show, found a sweet parking spot, went into the show, and then a couple hours later left, and he dropped me off at home and went all the way back to Asheville. Now, that I would have bailed on. I wouldn't have done that. I don't like to do that. That's too much driving in a day for me. You know, with an activity in between the driving. But that's just me, so kudos to him. He has a better constitution than I have, and he's a little older than me. Anyway, what an amazing show. Billy Strings, had never seen him before. And just from start to finish, I didn't know any of the songs, but you know, that's not the first time that's happened to me. The first time I ever saw a band without knowing any of the songs, at least as an adult, was Wilco. They were touring to support the AM album, so 95, 96. And my friend Mark took me down to Variety Playhouse. I think I just moved to Atlanta. And he said, you want to go see Wilco? I said, sure. And that show, I knew some songs, I guess. I don't recall. But that show was amazing, and it blew me away, and I became a fan, and I've since seen them a bunch of times. But this is State Farm Arena, huge, packed with people, and what a good time. What a good time. That's really all I have to say. I want to see Billy Strings again, listen to his music. It's that bluegrass, I don't want to say country. I don't know if it's genre-defining. I don't even want to look it up. Just to say that it was an awful lot of fun, and I look forward to my next show. And I enjoyed it way more than seeing Dead & Company. On a different level, I can't even compare it to seeing Fish, because Fish is just a lot of fun. But I wasn't imbibing on anything. I just had some water and enjoyed the show. And a shout out to Lee, who I went to see Dweezil Zappa with last fall. Lee was there, just a couple rows behind us. So all in all, a wonderful evening at the theater.
I'm gonna tell my tale, come on. Come on, Ribbly Gibbly Beard.
There's Bob Seger from his ultimate hits, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, right here on Treble 97.5.3 and a half. Yes, right. Hey, it's Tim Andrews with you doing the hits and talking about the weather and taking phone calls from underage people. Back in the day, if you were the night slammer and you were good with phones, you could hook yourself up with a nice cookie for the evening, especially if she was an only child and she had daddy issues, that, and you had a little bit of nose candy to toss her way. That meant you were having a nice night. But, you know, those days are gone. Those days are gone. Those days are long gone. In fact, thinking about that is really, really something you shouldn't do. It's very terrible to think about that, too. Understandably, recognize that, you know, the Epsteins and the Weinsteins, that kind of behavior just ain't going to cut it these days in the 2020s, the 2020s, the 2020s. Could you imagine if it was like the 1920s, but we had the technology? Just imagine the fun you dirty-minded pieces of crap could have. Well,
Anyway, I don't look back and think, well, you know, I made some mistakes as a disc jockey. I thought, you know, I'm going to be a disc jockey. It's going to be like that Harry Chapin song. I'm going to get married in the first market that I'm in, and my wife's going to maybe follow me to a couple of different markets. We're going to have some kids. And then I'm going to get that big gig that I'm going to ruin because of alcohol and drugs. And then I'm going to, you know, bang a bunch of high school girls after I do their sock hop. And then I'm going to come back and lose my job. And then I'm going to do talk radio. And then I'm going to put a gun in my mouth in a barn and blow my brains out, leaving them destitute and riddled with debt. I'm sure that didn't happen to anybody in this industry. I don't even know why I'm going there, but that's what trambles is. Trambles is this and that. And the other thing, and I'm going to ask you right now, stop fucking bothering Alec Baldwin. On that note, backing up a little bit, my wife told me that some friends of hers were going on a short road trip, and they put on one of the podcasts that I'm on, and they said that I swear too much. So I don't know that that's if it's Radio Labyrinth, because I don't think we swore that much in the last couple of episodes, but who knows? We used to swear a lot. But on this, I swear, because it's not on YouTube. It's just on the podcatchers and so forth and such, and things of that nature. Leave Alec Baldwin the fuck alone. I know a lot of people don't like him because he's an easy person to not like. If you're into politics and you happen to be a Republican, then going way, way back, you don't like him because he's always been outspoken. He's always been outspoken about politics and stuff. And then he did the Trump on SNL for a long time. He also shot a woman, but it wasn't his fault. He didn't load the gun. He didn't know that the gun had bullets in it, but he shot her and she died. And then there was a trial and all this. And in the middle of the trial, he was just being Alec Baldwin, doing appearances and things. I wanted to speak to him, I think it was last year, at some, you know, monster or celebrity convention or whatever that Jeff and I went to the Georgia World Congress. He was there, and he was charging way too much money for an autograph, $100, you know. And I know he can afford the legal bills. I mean, he's been in tons of movies. Alec Baldwin has been a favorite actor of mine since the late 80s. I like the movies he's been in, his television appearances. He's always been great on Saturday Night Live, especially in the 90s and early 2000s. But just this whole idea of going up to people on the street. There's this Jason Scoop guy who's a Trump impersonator. You know, one of these social media guys. And by the way, it's social media. It's TikTok and all that crap where people think that they can just annoy the shit out of people and go up to them and bitch or yell or get in their way. All Baldwin was doing was unloading his luggage out in front of his, you know, expensive house or condo or whatever, apartment in New York City with his kids inside. You know, he's got that new reality show. I think we'll talk about that a little bit on regular Radio Labyrinth this week. Maybe. I'm going to watch one episode of it tonight. They're calling it the worst thing to ever happen to television. I highly doubt that. It's not the worst thing to happen to television. I can think of five things off the top of my head. Ready? 704 Houser Street, which came out in the early 90s, was a Norman Lear sitcom with John Amos. It was sort of a topsy-turvy version of All in the Family. Where the Michael character, you know, where the meathead character was a young black conservative, and the Archie Bunker role was played by John Amos. Wasn't a good show. Watch the first episode. Geraldo Rivera bringing up the safe from some boat. And there was nothing in it. And we all sat there and watched. And then the Al Capone thing, the Al Capone vault, where we spent the whole hour or however many hours it was. And he opens the vault and there's nothing in there but a bottle. I'm sorry. Let's see what else. Oh, yeah. The Bill Bixby. Is Elvis still alive? Gail Brewer Giorgio wrote the book, Is Elvis Still Alive? The best part of that entire thing was A, that it was live, and B, that Captain Jenks got through and mentioned Howard Stern, Baba Booey, and that. Anyway, back to Alec Baldwin and being on the street. I don't care if Alec Baldwin is a liberal. I don't care if there's a conservative actor. Okay, let's see. Let's do a contrast and compare and all that shit. Alec Baldwin, liberal Democrat actor. James Woods, right-wing, Trump-supporting Republican. Probably doesn't get out as much because he's, I think he's a little older, maybe a little more feebler. I like both of those guys. I think they're both good actors. James Woods, certainly a lot more intense. Probably doesn't take himself as seriously. Has a younger wife, just like Alec Baldwin. But if I saw somebody that I disagreed with politically that was an actor walking down the street, I would not go up to them and start harassing them, even though I could put on a wig and a suit and do a bad Trump impression. I don't think this guy's is that great. He does the, you know, the over-the-top, you know, it's 1990s Trump or maybe 2000 or 2015 Trump. Trump now is old.
And his voice is a little higher. It's up here now. And he's got a little rasp to it. That makes it a lot easier to do when you're talking to Macron.
It's a little easier to do nowadays, just like with Biden with that Delaware accent, that Scranton, Eastern Pennsylvania, Southeast PA, where it's all Danny or an Andy Boomer. Hey, come on, something in your nose. Anyway, but it drives me nuts. This guy just harassing him. Hey, you killed that woman. Yeah, I'm Donald Trump, and you killed that woman. The guy's trying to put his luggage in his truck. And then Baldwin goes, I know you got me on camera, but if there were no camera here, I'd break your fucking neck. I'd beat the shit out of you, which is what any reasonable person would do if some skinny little pussy was harassing them without any threat. Because, Alec hits him, and then he loses money or gets arrested or gets charged with assault, and then there's the civil suit. Just leave people alone. TikTok and all these things where you can go, there's these influencers who go and pull pranks all over the world, and then they end up getting Johnny Somali is a guy. You can look into him. Johnny Somali was pulling this kind of shit in Korea and Japan. I think Koreans are probably a little bit nicer, but Japanese, they have a great tolerance for foreigners who are doing stupid shit. But when you offend them and you push them over the edge, you're going to go to jail. Now, I think billy clubs could solve a lot of these problems. Certainly the local population who finds out about you will beat the shit out of you if they can track you down. And I believe that happened to this Johnny Somali guy. And I don't feel bad for them. If you're out harassing people, especially if you're in a foreign... Here's an idea, Johnny Somali. Go to Tehran and mess around with some of the Besiege. The Besiege are the Lebanese motorcycle riding enforcers of Islamic law. Go mess with them in that city. Or, I don't know, go to Damascus and start messing with Al-Qaeda. Or even better, Johnny Somali, or this Trump impersonator, go to Afghanistan and start messing around with the Taliban. Or, here's an idea, go to Germany or England and tweet something. Even something innocuous. Go there and tweet something innocuous, and then you'll go to jail. Like Western European people are going to jail for tweets and for memes. And they're supposed to be our democratic allies? Fuck it. They're doing what China does and Russia does. We don't do that here. You don't go to jail in the United States for posting memes. You might lose your job, which I don't think is fair. You'll be socially shunned, which is fine. You could lose your account, but nowadays that would only apply to probably Blue Sky. You'd have to be very egregious to make some sort of super offensive thing on a Meta platform. By the way, I've noticed Meta has a sort of a weird thing going on where, you know, on the surface, Instagram's, oh, this is my family and this is da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But you dig down a little bit and there's all sorts of crazy shit on Meta that I'm not even going to talk about because it's so offensive to other people. I'm not offended by it. I'm offended by things that are like, I'm offended by road crews stopping traffic. I'm offended by traffic jams. I'm offended by a grocery store chain that has self-checkout and also has a bunch of checkout lanes that are understaffed or not staffed at all, and they're unionized. Those union fuckers to work, man. But I don't want to be harassed. Do you want to be harassed on the street? Whether you like Alec Baldwin or not, no one cares if you like him or not. So if you go onto your social media account, go, Alec Baldwin is a left-wing lunatic son of a bitch, and you send that out into the world, do you think anybody cares? Maybe they do. Maybe you'll get a like or a repost. And no one cares. I hate the new thing. I love the new thing. I sort of like the new thing, but sort of hate the new thing. I hate this. I hate that. I love this. I like that. Nobody cares. But I'll still do that other stuff. Boy, this was really good. Send it out. I didn't care for it. Okay. I really enjoyed Billy Strings the other night, and the reply underneath it. Who? Question mark. Well, are you asking me to fill you in my Facebook thread? No, I'm not being a dick, but, you know, you could Google. Who? Google it. Don't put who in my feed. I'm not going to answer that question. Who? He's a musician. There's a picture of him. Who? Alec Baldwin is a banjo player. He was there. And I hate him. No, I don't hate him. But the person who wrote who, I like that person. But, yeah, I can't. It's not germane. Or as Archie Bunker used to say, that's not German. To the conversation. Look that up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. All right, at Jason Scoop, you're a dick. And I know you do a good, a sort of semi-good Trump impression. It's fantastic. Believe me, it's fantastic. And you really showed Alec Baldwin what's what, because he's going to be thinking about you every day for the rest of his life, how you got him on the streets in New York City acting like Trump, doing the lean over with the fat butt and the tie hanging. I mean, I think you ran him out of town. In fact, I'm looking at X right now. Yeah, Alec Baldwin retires after being shamed by nobody. Leave these people alone. Find better things to do. Be entertaining. Harassing people on the street is not fun. It is for you, maybe. Or have some balls like that guy that, God, what was it? The hidden camera guy who used to walk around and go to different places. You can find it. Surveillance cameraman on YouTube, if you can still find those videos. That guy had balls just standing there recording people. When they asked him what they were doing, I'm just shooting a video. That guy has balls. That guy's not confronting an actor with a known short temper who would love to kick the shit out of you. And if he did, even people who hate him would love it because you're annoying. You're annoying. Sorry. All right, I got stuff to do today. And this is just me rambling and trambling and brambling and gambling like Bob Seger. Oh, that's the wrong song. Shut up, Bob Seger. Shut up, wrong song. There's Roll Me Away Against the Wind. Ah, here we go. Not very good at editing today. Thank you for listening to Trambles. I started working on an impersonation of Woody Harrelson, and boy, did it suck, so I'm not letting it out there. Leave Alec Baldwin alone. Leave James Woods alone. Feel free to harass members of Congress. Verbally. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get anywhere in life yelling at Alec Baldwin or Timothy Chalamet or William Shatner or Mark Hamill, even though Mark Hamill's an insufferable douchebag. I still like him. What do I care? All right, we got to wrap it up. It's 23 out of my, but the Tim's got to go to a meeting. And that's been Trambles for this week. I'll be back next week. Thank you very much. Go see Billy Strings if you get a chance. Who?
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.